In Iraq, the U.S. military has stepped up attacks on Fallujah, the rebel stronghold that is said to be the base for the terror network headed by Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Aircraft and artillery hit the city as the Islamic holy month of Ramadan began. And police in Fallujah report that Marines have now arrested a Sunni Muslim cleric who served as a senior member of the delegation that was trying to negotiate a truce in Fallujah. Martha Raddatz is an ABC News correspondent who spent much of this week on the outskirts of Fallujah with the Marines, and she spent time with military commanders at the operations center known as Camp Fallujah. Martha Raddatz joins us now. Martha, from your perch there at the command center, what did you see?
It was an extraordinary view of what went on yesterday in Fallujah. This was the first time they conducted daylight airstrikes in Fallujah. They had five planned targets that we were aware of. My crew and I were in there watching this, and we could see from aerial surveillance the buildings they were looking at. They described these, the commanders, as one as a safe house, another as a meeting place, another as an ammunition storage site. They said they'd seen people, based on human intelligence on the ground, people they knew were known associates of Zarqawi going in and out of these meeting places. They said they'd actually seen weapons unloaded, RPGs, and we could watch people running to these areas after the strikes, and one truck loaded someone in the back and took to the hospital, but it was someone who you could tell wasn't badly wounded at all. They walked out of the truck. The strikes themselves, they would say, were going to hit that building, and indeed the two strikes that I watched, you could see that bomb go right into the building, and nothing around that building they were targeting appeared to be damaged.
Martha, from the command center, you're able to see that these airstrikes are hitting buildings and purported safe houses with pinpoint accuracy. But since reporters can't actually get into the city, is there any way to confirm that there are minimal civilian casualties?
We still see pictures of civilians. Women and children have clearly been killed. They know that. But those targets that I witnessed last night, they struck the buildings they intended to strike.
Martha, this is said to be the most intense assault on Fallujah in weeks. Why the apparent escalation now?
I was told it did have something to do with Ramadan, that they felt that there might be attacks during Ramadan. I think it's also to rattle the insurgents in some way. The Marines actually got out of their vehicles once the ground fight started late last night. We could see tracers, firefights. They didn't take much enemy fire, but this was a fake. They wanted the insurgents in Fallujah to believe this was the all-out assault. One of the reasons they do this is to see how the enemy reacts to what they believe is the all-out assault. I mean, this was a major security move on Fallujah, and yet it certainly was far from any sort of major assault. But I think what they do is gather intelligence from these things.
As we said, Iraqi police said that the Marines have arrested a Sunni cleric responsible for trying to negotiate a truce in Fallujah. Does that arrest suggest that the time for negotiating has passed?
No, I asked the very question of one of the commanders last night, saying, "Is this ended?" He said, "By no means. It might improve the chances of negotiating." And so they're wary of negotiations, but they will continue. And as they repeat often here, it is up to the Iraqis.
Martha, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
And please stay safe. Martha Raddatz is a correspondent for ABC News. She spoke to us from Baghdad.